Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for starting your day with me today. I was asking myself, what would I like everyone listening today to leave with as the program closes? And what I'd like you to leave with today is a clear understanding of the truth of yourself, a new purpose for living, and an experience in letting new ideas happen by means of you. Not new ideas that I give you, but what I give you, stimulating new ideas within you, as you. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, the author of the Science of Mind textbook, said, "There is no way that God can work for us other than by working through us, and if we reject the gift of life, if we refuse to accept it, how can we hope to ever hold it in our hands?" It's a very interesting question. Are you accepting the gift of life today, my friends? Are you accepting the best of yourself unfolding into even a greater understanding, therefore a greater experience? You see, when you are one with the truth of yourself, you become automatically an exhilarated activity in action. There is one activity, the activity of infinite mind, and this activity is all that you are in action when you know it and know you know it. You are it, whether you know it or not, so the challenge is to know the truth, let it set you free to be a greater you than you ever dreamed possible. Omnipresence envelops you, omniscience enlivens you, omnipotence is yours to direct. So all you have to do today, my friends, is allow yourself to know above and beyond a shadow of a doubt that greatness is yours to celebrate this very day and every day, not just sometime, but all the time. Dr. Holmes pointed out once that just knowing about this principle does not mean you're going to be problem-free, but if one shows up, you're going to know what to do about it. You see, my friends, divine intelligence alone becomes your purpose for life when you know the truth of life and your relationship to it. As you do this, you find yourself unfolding, and as you unfold from this understanding, you begin to honor, to love, to celebrate a stress-free activity. A stress-free activity of healthy, prosperous ideas that flood your mind, flood your body, flood your experience. It becomes the totality of your event each and every day when you let go and start your day in a positive way. This is why I recommend to all of you the Creative Thought magazine, to use it every day when you get up in the morning, to experience the best of yourself, to describe what is already true of you and then move forth acting as if it's so. I recommend Unity's Daily Word. I recommend the Science of Mind magazine, where it has a daily treatment for every day, to utilize it in a positive way, to start with something wonderful, to sit down and read one of Emerson's essays before you start your day, to do something that wakes you up to a greater idea of you. Because as you do this, what you're doing is you are expanding your effective living in a loving way, in an intelligent way. You're not begging something outside of you up in the sky to do something for you. It cannot do anything for you except what it does through you, and what it does through you is what you direct, not it. The idea that there's something in the universe that has a plan for you, or that there is some kind of predestination or karma, or it is something up in the universal experience of God that has some kind of blueprint laid out that you have to follow, is a bunch of nonsense. We are told that it is our awakening experience to know that we can have any day we choose the blessing or the curse, which is not two powers, it's one power being used two different ways. It is not two powers. It is one power. You hear me? You see, the realization of this is that we can be as happy as we choose or as unhappy as we choose. Choose you this day. The challenge is to wake up every day of our life realizing we have a choice. The metaphysical idea that has been handed down that just drives orthodoxy up the wall, who believes we do not have choice, is the realization that we do have choice. As Jesus taught, it is done unto us as we believe, not if we believe. So we expand our effective living in a loving way, and what happens? We begin to observe ourselves, and if we define what we see, we realize that we are freedom-centered. Successful thoughts begin to fill our mind and our world, which is nothing more than the effect of a successful state of consciousness. And we find that we are wonderful because we're wonder-filled. And the reason we're wonder-filled is because we are full of wonder and full of life and full of love when we know what and who we are. These thoughts begin to fill our mind, our world, and we begin to celebrate them. Why? Because we are free from anything that could limit us. If you want to free yourself from limitation, free yourself from limiting thoughts, limiting ideas that you identify with. Why? Because God is always your expanding good, and there's nothing you meet in the world that is not God. So give today to whatever's in front of you, and give from absolute faith, give from a positive conviction, and let it fill your world with abundance, an abundance of good, abundance of health, abundance of happiness, and an abundance of good ideas. With gratitude today, you can let go and let this be so. Why? Because you are letting yourself be the exhilarated activity of God, of infinite life in action as you. And when you let it be your way, something beautiful happens. You begin to demonstrate positive vision everywhere at once. Your good ideas come from an idea of you that is greater than any idea you've had before, and you let that idea contemplate a unfoldment from where you are to where you can be, and that allows you to be positive vision in action. Dr. W. Ballantyne Henley, who was the former president of United Church of Religious Science, he was a president of the American Medical Association and the American Bar Association, and president of the Church of Religious Science, the United Church of Religious Science. We were dear friends a number of years ago, and he was a very clear and wise thinker. He said once that vision requires patience and determination to bring the far-off heights within range of the present. I love it. Isn't that great? Listen to it again. Vision requires patience and determination to bring the far-off heights within the range of the present. What a great idea that is. Now let's apply this great idea. When we do, when we allow ourselves to know that greater good is good enough to be true, when we allow ourselves to know that positive vision in action is everything we are, when we let go and let it be our way, we know that we are doing this, as Dr. Henley suggested, because why? Because we are allowing divine mind to operate as us. And the reason we do this is because divine mind is the positive vision of our very experience. Everything we are, everything we do. Infinite intelligence is sustaining, creating, and empowering each and every one of us as every step we take down the path of what? The path of never-ending life. Every breath we breathe, every thought we think is founded in this understanding. So what do? We celebrate the reality of our oneness with the all good, and that celebration begins to do what? It begins to become infectious in a positive way. You know, if you have today, and all of us have experienced it, have you ever found yourself at the, you are at the end of a negative chain reaction that's coming into your experience? So if a negative chain reaction is something you're experiencing and it arrives in your world, why not stop it and start a positive chain reaction? I had a wonderful teacher, Dr. Mark Carpenter, who said once that his affirmation every day was, if everybody in the world is upset today, there's one who isn't because I'm in charge of me. And when we're told 2,000 years ago, be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we can take that into a complete understanding. Be not conformed to the confusion, doubt, fear. Be not conformed to limited thinking. Be not conformed to your idea of you yesterday. Allow yourself to be new in the now. Think as if you have a fresh start today. What a great idea that is. Think as if you have a fresh start. See as if you have a fresh start. Expect as if you have a fresh start. Allow yourself to move down your path, to move down your path of never-ending life, and do it because it's good enough to be true and you deserve to do it. Now, knowing you deserve to do it is also knowing that the creative spirit as you is your peace, your joy, your harmony, and your relationship with yourself and your relationship with everybody in your world, all others, not just some, all. Today, you live the happy adventure of being positive vision in action if you so choose, and your greatest expectation that you have is not only free to demonstrate, but it's good enough to be true, and it's free to demonstrate as good or better than anything you could ever imagine. Affirm, my greatest expectations are abundantly fulfilled. That's a great affirmation to give yourself today. You see, your most venturesome inspiration unfolds as your stress-free event when you let go and let it happen. Your highest and most wonderful dreams are waiting for you to come true. Do so now. Do it this morning. Make a choice right now that it was an important thing to get up this morning at 7 o'clock and turn on this radio program and listen to these words and then do something with them. I would love for this program to be a benefit to you. To let go today and let it be a benefit is to go forth in this moment as divine love goes forth and expect even greater good than you have ever known before to manifest in your life today. The positive vision and order, the positive vision of harmony, the positive vision of love is right now the wonder of your way when you let go and let it happen. The intelligence of the universe is eternally yours to demonstrate, my friends. Always has been, always will be. And this awareness blankets you with serenity, tranquility, and confidence. I confidently go forth and let my idea of me meet my world with love. What a great thing to do, be, and experience.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to the power of positive purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Albert Einstein said, "I cannot believe God plays dice with the universe." Now, with positive vision and new ideas coming forth, what happens? What happens is this. Good demonstrates in your world. Answers appear. Great harmony begins to unfold. All reasons for resentment, all reasons for non-forgiveness begins to do what? They begin to free themselves into the eternal nothingness, and something wonderful takes its place. When you let this happen, and I recommend you do it today because this is your opportunity to do it, I'll coach you and encourage you and celebrate you. And if you tune on to this radio program every Wednesday morning, you will hear ideas that will assist you. I would love to see you on Sunday morning at our wonderful center in Fremont, 9:30 and 11:30, our Wednesday night, or in one of our classes. I would love to have you find us on YouTube, on Facebook, at our website, and over again, hear positive ideas that will change your life for the better. It works for everyone who does it. There's no exception. I would love for you to find a Religious Science, Unity, Divine Science church or center in your area, centers for spiritual living, or in many places in the Bay Area, and I know you have one near you. Find it. Find a teacher. Find a class. Everyone needs to be in class and stay in class and understand that the more you know, the more you know there's more to know. Just knowing about this is not going to change your life, my friends. The challenge is to be born new into a greater idea of yourself and to allow the greater idea to individualize itself as you and as an individualized expression of the infinite intelligence which you are. You will find yourself automatically renewing your individuality, and you will find that the renewal is spontaneous. I let go and know, and my world follows. It's like a slinky. You're wherever your mind goes, your world follows. The challenge is to understand that you always know more than you're doing. Your knowing happens, and then your doing catch up with it. Your doing catches up with it. Now, as spontaneous intelligence in action, today you can demonstrate your healthy experience through your innate power, again, as we talked about before, to choose. What are you choosing today? Now, if you've made up your mind that the universe is doing it to you, I promise what you have done is you have made a choice to give up your choice. You have decided not to decide, which is very interesting because if you do that, what you will demonstrate is person, place, or thing that will decide for you. So I recommend, again, to choose. Choose what? Choose a healthy, abundant, happy life today. And if you don't have a healthy, abundant, happy life, know that you're choosing to start in that direction, to move in that direction, to think in that direction, and to free all of your reasons for not living a healthy, happy, abundant life. Get rid of your reasons why you can't have them, and guess what? You'll have it. You'll be it. Choose to be the kind of life you want to live. Know today that you have the opportunity, my friends, right now, in this moment, to move from truth to demonstration in and as your world, in and as your event. The presence of God enjoys itself as you. And it is your challenge to enjoy it as the positive prosperity of your life. I am prosperous in health. I am prosperous in money. I am prosperous in opportunity. I am prosperous in creativity. I am prosperous in talent. I am prosperous in success. You see, my friends, your warm intimacy with the beauty of divine mind lifts you up and frees you from the past. And it can do it today. It can do it in this moment. Celebrate the moment. Honor the moment. Cherish the moment you're in, and know it is your opportunity to experience you as never before, because it's never happened before, so make a new choice in it. When you do this, you will realize in the moment you do it that you are bathed in the healing waters of divine love, and as a result of that knowing, you can let limitless availability of Spirit's good be your way. Because you trust the law of growth, which happens automatically, because you trust this law of growth that is within you as you, all of a sudden you find yourself experiencing a great sense of joy, thanksgiving, and you will discover that enthusiasm about life begins to fill your heart, your world. Positive acceptance fills your being. The wonder of your infinite awareness is the basis for your strong, healthy convictions, and you know it's good enough to be true and move forward in life knowing it is. So my challenge to you today, my friends, is to grab hold of your greatest good in your mind until you demonstrate it into and as the beauty of your world. Today's your opportunity to do it. And there's nothing in the way of you doing it except some reason you come up with why you can't. You see, the only thing we need to be saved from, my friends, is our own limited idea of ourselves. If I be lifted up, everything around me will be lifted up. This was Jesus' advice. You've heard me give this lesson before. Your challenge is to raise your consciousness and know whatever new level of understanding you have, whatever that definition is, it must be the truth of everyone, everywhere, without exception. You cannot wait for everybody to know this, though, before you act as if it's true. The idea is to act as if it's true, and maybe that act in itself will encourage others to know it. See it in them. And you can see it in them. Why? Because you see it in yourself, and you're letting what you see look out of your eyes at your world. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out these wonderful ideas over and over and over again. He said once, from the positive creative power of thought, which we all possess, there is no escape. You hear that? The creative power of thought. You cannot escape it. It is going to create, your thought is going to create, your world is what you're thinking about all the time, said Emerson. So our challenge is to think about what we think about. You hear me repeat this lesson over and over, and the reason I do is I had to repeat it to myself sometimes for years before I woke up to say, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's good enough to be true. Maybe I am what I think about all day long. Thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson. When you know this, my friends, what you're doing is by knowing that you are what you think about all day long, you know at that moment you're living in health, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy world. Health is more than just a vigorous, vibrant, wonderful physical body, but a vigorous, vibrant, wonderful world in which to live. We are moving from God, through God, to God all the time. And when we know this, we find ourselves knowing it because we are celebrating the loving presence of God as our life. We are at that moment a mighty moving power of God in our world, and we know it. We are that whether we know it or not, so why not know it? My friends, my challenge to you this morning is to change your thinking for the better and change your life. You see, the power within us is positive energy. And if we allow ourselves the awareness that we are full of positive energy and healthy anticipation for that which is before us, we are able at that moment to give our best to it. There is something wonderful for you to do today. There is something wonderful for you to be today. There is something wonderful for you to choose to do and to be right now. Love your healthy mind. Love your healthy body. Love your healthy world and honor the truth of your being. That's a very interesting challenge. Deliberately today, my friends, turn your attention to Spirit as the source of your life, and know wholeness and health are your natural state. Realize this day is completely new, has never happened before. This is the day the Lord has made. I am glad and I rejoice in it. Let that be your affirmation, and know that your world today is filled with exciting possibilities, and the greatest of all of them is you. Appreciate the goodness around you. Appreciate the goodness within you. Know today that you are full of energy and vitality, that your health and happiness and harmony spring forth speedily from your healthy thinking. You are one with the wholeness of God, whether you know you are or not, whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist, whether you're New Thought, Islam, Hindu, it doesn't matter. Sikh, the challenge is to know that God made us all out of itself. That's the only thing it had anything to make anything out of. And the realization of this fills each and every one of us with appreciation and love for the truth of our being when we know this is true and act like we know it. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.